Good morning. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. And it's only been about 6 or 7 hours since I did my last February boo. But as I'm awake, I'm on nights, I thought I'd use this opportunity to get another boo in the bank. So yes, February the 16th. The question is, and I feel like I'm having deja vu, but that is my own fault. The question is, if you could have a dinner party and invite 4 guests, living or dead, who would they be and why? So, as you may know, if you follow my February timeline, I've already booed about this, but that was my own fault, getting my wires crossed. What can I add to the boo before? I'm going to have a slight change of lineup, I think, and there is a very good reason for that. So here goes. First person, Ray Mears. He's my hero. I'd like to be Ray Mears, or I'd like Ray Mears to adopt me. Secondly, Mark Knopfler. He's my guitar hero. I'd like to be able to play like him. I absolutely adore everything he's ever produced, played, sung, written, or anything like that. The third person would be my grandfather, because it's been around about 10 years now since he died, and there was things that I would really like to say to him and questions I would like to ask him, things that I wanted to say to him but I never got the chance. So I'd like him to be there as well. And the fourth person would have to be my partner, because she would be able to remember everything that was said, because I have a terrible memory. Or we could also record it, video it, or boo it, perhaps. The conversations that take place. So, I've been listening to other people's boos as well, about the subject, when everyone else had their go at it a few days ago. And I listened to what SM2N said about... He thought a little bit deeper, I think, than most of other people did, and he thought... What interest would the host or us booers be to the fantasy invitees or guests, should we say? That might be the wrong word I used there. So I've been thinking about that for the last few days, actually, since I heard his boo about it, maybe 2 days ago. I've lost track of what's up and what's down because I'm working nights, obviously. What could I offer Ray Mears and Mark Knopfler? What have I achieved that would interest them? I suppose I could teach them the inner workings of the Australian immigration services. That is definitely another subject for another day. My girlfriend could offer them tax advice, accountancy advice. I'm stuck on that one. I've only got another 1 minute and 15 seconds left, so I might have to move on. But yeah, I will continue to think about that. Because I'm not quite sure. For me, it would be fantastic. For them, I don't know. Maybe Ray and Mark could talk to each other. Anyway, I'd just like to say, totally off subject, this last few hours, for the last, must be 6 hours now, I've been listening to Omani blog, Paul Omani. I've been listening to his princess story that he was making up on the fly with his daughter. And I've listened to it from the start up until the most recent episode, and I'm totally captivated by it. I really can't wait for the next instalment. It's fantastic. And just the way he tells the story and the way he interacts with his daughter, it's absolutely fantastic. It's a great series of boos. If you've not listened to them, I really recommend that you do. Okay, I've got 12 seconds left. I'm absolutely freezing. I need to get more coffee to keep me going for another 2 hours, so... I will catch you tomorrow. Goodbye.